Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I'm Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your Franchising 101 host. Today, we've got one of our franchise partners joining us today, and I am not even going to remotely hide the fact that I love the unsexy world of home services, and we've got one of our franchise partners coming in from that area to talk about all of the different things that they have in their amazing brand. Before we get to them, a quick reminder of who we are here at Fran Coach. We are a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals like yourself who are interested in owning a franchise. We're partnered with well over 600 of the top franchisors in the country, and that spans now over 70 different industries. Our goal is to help clients like you find the absolute best franchise to own. And the goal of the Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate you on all aspects of franchise ownership. So joining us today is the Chief Growth Officer of our featured franchise, which is called 1-800 Plumbing and Air, Mr. Peter Karunas. Peter, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me, Tim.
So I practiced beforehand. Did I get the name right? I got it.
Like 100%. Karunas. Yep. It's Greek. All right. It's Greek. Yep. But you didn't muck it up.
Sweet. Well, cool, man. We've got, I hope you're ready, brother. We got a bunch of questions for you as you jump on the hot seat to talk about 1-800 Plumbing and Air, but I always like to just kind of get to know the people that we have come on board. Not that we don't care about the franchise, we do, but this is a people business. So give us the, kind of the Reader's Digest version of your background and kind of how you ended up getting into franchising.
Yeah, it's a really great story. It's got family ties. I go on and say to a lot of people that, you know, franchising has been in my blood. It's in my DNA. I was kind of raised inside of franchising. My father started a breakfast and lunch franchise called Brownstone's Coffee. It's no longer a franchise, but that, you know, back then it was. And it was a business model that was fascinating to me. You could build something, and I was watching people from all over the country kind of fly in and take a look at my father's amazing restaurant concept that he had. And I'm like, wow, these people want to buy this. They want to start this, and they want to get into this, and they want to put one in the Pentagon. That's great. I mean, that's a true part. That's a true story. Yes. They wanted to put one in the Pentagon. But you know, I gotta be honest with you here, Tim, the food industry was never my calling. It was my father's. My younger brother is now in that industry as well, but I was an artist. I was a marketing major. So my vertical has always been in the graphics space. So I started my own sign and graphics franchise in 2008. And I grew that location to over about a dozen locations in many different states. But I was only franchising for a period of time. Obviously, I started the business and, you know, was wearing many different hats in that industry. Ended up selling that company to a national competitor. And then when I sold that company, I had absolutely no idea what I was going to do next. But what I did know is that it was going to involve franchising, because I absolutely loved it from creating my own company. You know, you have operations, support, training, you know, business development. You wear so many hats when you start your own franchise. And I just didn't know exactly where I would land. And then a few years ago, I answered an ad. I knew I wanted to be in franchise development, and I answered an ad for a master franchisee with 1-800 Plumber Plus Air. And he said, he's opening up a location here in my hometown. And I thought, great, this is fantastic. But I always knew I wanted to be in franchising, but I didn't really want to be a general manager of a franchise location. I never really wanted to do that. However, I really love the fact that I got the experience of running a 1-800 Plumber Plus Air operation, because that has helped me, right, kind of tell my story to all of the candidates that come across our desk. And now here I've been promoted within the company two times, started as a regional VP, became a director, and now I'm here as the chief growth officer of the entire company. So yeah, my path might not have been what many people would say is a conventional path, but it was a path I definitely do not regret taking.
Yeah. And I don't know that there's necessarily a typical path to franchising. You at least kind of grew up around it. I think there's so many people that get into it that, like myself included, didn't know the first dang thing about it. And the next thing you know, you're in and like you don't get out. It's just, you might move around a little bit within it because there's so many amazing opportunities that you can have on all different sides. So, and great kind of background for you as you're working with your candidates and your future owners, they'll say, and you've been there, done that as an owner, startup and franchise. So super cool, man. I appreciate you sharing that. And for those of you that are not just listening, but also watching, Peter said he's going to play that piano here later and, redo the, Franchising 101 podcast intro, with, something probably a little bit better than chopsticks. So, Maybe that's the next one. We'll let you prepare for that for the next time we have you come back. So
yeah, definitely.
Cool. What so we got this franchise that has the word plumbing and air in it. I'm not the smartest dude in the world, but I'm going to say the services have something to do with those two things. Before we get into like the business model and things from a franchise perspective, talk about the range of services that you guys are providing for your customers and kind of who they are.
Yeah, obviously we're in the trades, right? So 1-800 Plumber Plus Air is providing mostly year-round plumbing services that are built around maintenance and repairs, and I guess you could say replacements as well. We're not really in that new construction area until your company size can actually warrant taking on additional verticals like that. And we can talk a little bit more through that, but we're focusing on, yes, exactly that. We're focusing on repairs, maintenance, service, and replacements, installations, that sort of thing inside of mostly home services inside of your home. But we also do some light commercial work as well, working within the restaurant sector and salon sector as well.
Nice. Okay, cool. So I think the easy part of this is to see those are, people like to throw out the words recession proof or recession resistant. Mm-hmm. If I had this in my house in Arizona earlier this summer, came back from being gone for a week and the air conditioner wasn't working, right?
Yeah.
That's not, especially in Arizona in July, that's not one of those things you take your time to get fixed. That was like literally I went to the hotel and called the company the next morning, right? So we know those things are never, ever going out of style. But as an owner, me, let's say I'm a prospective owner for you, I don't know the first thing about plumbing, air conditioning, HVAC. Maybe I know how to change the air filter, right? But that's probably the extent of my skill set. Does that matter to you guys? Can I come in as an owner knowing none of those things?
Well, the short answer is yes, but let me kind of take the longer way to get there. I mean, I just went ahead and told you my background. I'm not a plumber. I'm not a HVAC technician by any means, but I was trusted within from somebody to run their business, right? I didn't own the business, but I ran the business, everything from the very first hire all the way through to our sixth and seventh truck being brought onto the fleet. So do you need to have industry related experience? That's a lie that most people tell themselves. And the answer to that is no, you don't. We train our owners to be owners of a 1-800 Plumber and Air franchise. We don't want you to be the Chuck in the truck, as you have heard that phrase thrown around in home services. We don't want our owners to be focusing on the task at hand, turning a wrench. Our focus is on growing your business daily. So if you're the owner, if I'm talking to you, Tim, and you want to own a 1-800 Plumber Plus Air, you know, I think you'd be a great candidate because you'd be sitting behind a desk, managing, coaching, being the head coach on the sidelines using a football analogy there, you'd be the head coach on the sidelines, managing your team, making it effective and efficient on a daily basis so that you can scale your business, which was, you know, what everybody wants out of the trades, right? Is to grow it and make it blossom into something that runs itself eventually one day.
Right. No, absolutely. And I think that's, and I'm glad you kind of put it that way too, because it's, I think it's a myth, right? For especially people that have been in the corporate world for a while, they like the industry gets beat into their head when in reality in franchising, people start a franchise in almost every case. It's something they have no experience in industry-wise, right? But it's the skill set. You're not looking for the person doing the work. You're looking for the person to run the business, build that team, network, connect in the community, those type of things. So it brings again, for anybody listening, like you don't have to know the first dang thing about these things. Can you see the value in it? Can you see bringing a quality service? And for these things, I'm guessing part of the value your franchisees are bringing is the speed as well, right? Because a lot of these things, again, air conditioning goes out in July in Arizona. That's fast. If there's any sort of plumbing issue, we need those things done quickly, right? So what does the business, if we get started out, kind of walk through that business model, do we need an office? What kind of, how big of a staff do we typically look like, look at as we get this thing launched?
Yeah. During COVID, when everything was shut down, we allowed some of our owners to come into the system and operate from a home office. You know, we've kind of tightened up with those, that leeway there, that runway. We're now looking for, you know, you to have your office again, and operating out of a shared workspace has actually become a little bit more popular. You know, we've seen a lot of our franchise candidates that we've awarded franchises start getting into co-working spaces and then have like a warehouse or a storage facility down the road to operate out of. I think that that's a very good creative way to get started, right? A nice frugal way of getting started, but there's nothing better than having everybody under one roof, you know, your operations, your support staff, right across the hall from your warehouse where you're warehousing your inventory. I mean, that's the most effective and efficient model when you're operating within our guidelines. Okay. And just to kind of touch on something that you said earlier, yes, if your AC does go out in Arizona, you know, the industry is not going anywhere because that's a need, right? They're going to call you, hopefully they're calling 1-800-PLUMBER for a multitude of reasons, but they're calling you because they have a need. And if you can't answer the bell, or if you don't have the availability, they're calling the next guy. You know, this is a good problem to have in our industry, but it's we can't have all of the market share, right?
Right.
You know, needs franchises are never going away, and that's when you're looking at home services. I found it that there's a mythical line in the sand. There's a ton of home services brands out there. There's thousands of them. Some of them I might even invest in as a aspiring entrepreneur myself. But I draw the line in the sand there as needs and wants, right? There are a lot of wants franchises. There are not that many needs franchises. And when there are, you can usually point to the trades. And and what that means is that they're recession resistant and they're not going anywhere, just as you said.
Hey everyone, I wanted to take a quick break from our podcast to tell you about our amazing friends at Entrepreneur. If you're looking to become a franchisee or simply learn more about business ownership, and guys, let's be honest, you're listening to the Franchising 101 podcast, so we know you have some interest in this. And I really encourage you to go to entrepreneur.com to check out all of their great content and resources. Seriously, Entrepreneur has everything, all the way from a bookstore to the best podcasts, webinars, and videos, plus information on upcoming events and the latest articles that seriously, they cover all aspects of franchising and business ownership. If you're having trouble deciding which franchise is right for you, start with Entrepreneur's renowned Franchise 500 ranking, which highlights the best franchises of 2022. For 45 years and counting now, Entrepreneur has been and continues to be the most widely recognized and respected authority in the franchise market. Digital and print subscriptions are available, so you never miss out on anything. So seriously, what are you waiting for? Go to entrepreneur.com right now and learn more. Talk a little bit about the staff then, right? Because this is a trade. We do need a skilled staff, whether there's licensing for your staff, for the owners. And I know that's going to kind of lead you into some of the things from a support mechanism that you guys have as a franchisor. So what does that look like from a kind of a staff licensing perspective?
Yeah. So right away, very early on in the process, if we have a candidate that's just like you and me, Tim, we're talking about licensing right away. You know, we need a qualified licensed employee in almost every time in every case to be registered with your business and registered with the state that you're in. Essentially speaking, you need a master plumber to qualify to be a plumbing company, but there are partners here within our franchise that will get you that license holder. And, you know, it's a solution that we've put in place to basically put that doubt in mind that you have when you come into this. Like, I'm not a plumber. What if my master plumber quits? What are we going to do now? Well, we have the solutions put in place now. We've had that for quite some time, but it's not really ever discussed in waves where we can provide that, extinguish that doubt and provide that solution for you. So right away, we'll definitely look at that license holder and securing that person for you. Now, that does come at a cost. It's a recruitment cost,
right?
But we'll know very quickly in our Rolodex with our vendors if that person is going to be able to be registered for your business for a minimum of 12 months. Now, if that's not a solution that you want to go down and you'd like to go down the traditional path of recruiting and hiring and looking for that sort of hire that's going to allow you to use their license, I mean, that can be done as well. So very early on, we'll talk to you a little bit about which pathway we're going to put you down and secure that license holder right away. Now, once you have that license holder, the next hire is what we call in our system the best representative. And the best representative is basically the owner's right-hand person. This is the person that's going to be running the day-to-day office operations for your company. Again, this is not even something that we want the owner to do. We want the owner to be owning his business and leading and coaching and training and motivating his team. And that's the role of the owner. But the role for the best rep is wearing a little goofy headset like the one that I'm wearing and answering all of your calls that you'll be getting every day and booking those appointments with your customers in your local market. There are a lot more responsibilities that person has, but they're mostly all administrative. You know, they have to know the software. They have to know the accounting, the bookkeeping component to what we're doing. Also, there's a marketing piece to it as well. So that person's very involved in what drives your business forward. After that person, and by the way, that person would most likely be invited to Plumber University with you, with the owner. So this is happening in conjunction with our onboarding process. You know, we get this person hired. Great. This is the investment into the foundational pieces of that owner, and we'll take them to training as well. And then really you have your income producing employees that are next. And we have what we identify as our first tier of our organizational chart is called our base team, which is 4 technicians. Now, this is one of those things I really like about 1-800-PLUMBER+AIR is that we actually work backwards in terms of figuring out what this is going to cost a potential candidate, because they can come in and say, I want to do 10 trucks. Well, 10 trucks is going to cost you a lot more than 4, right? Or a lot more than 2.
Right.
So we actually have to talk to you about what financial success looks like, because when you enter into this franchise, we allow you to come into this franchise with a minimum of 2 trucks with no maximum limit. So you can come in with 50, 100 trucks if you have the capital and the funding to do so. Not many people do. We don't have anybody with 50 trucks in our system, but you can come in with at least as little as 2, and you can get as, and we want you to start with no more than 4. per territory. So when you're in that realm, we know exactly how many people we need to hire. And that's, we get one technician for every truck that you want to deploy on your fleet. And then to wrap things up, to kind of like solidify your team, you have what we call our best helpers. And this is basically an apprentice, an extra pair of hands that on a 1-to-2 ratio. So one person would be hired for every two trucks on your team. So if you start with two trucks, you're actually going to have a 3-person team to start. Two technicians and one helper. If you have four trucks, you're going to have 4 technicians and 2 helpers. And then it grows exponentially just like that. The purpose of that helper is to make the technician more effective and efficient. An extra pair of hands goes a very long way in this business. It will help speed up that technician so that when they're on their third job of the day and it's close to 1:30, 2 o'clock, they'll be able to get to their 4th job of the day, which to an owner, to our owners, that's where maximizing productivity actually exists. Is how do you get from 3 stops a day on average to 4 stops a day on average? And the result of that is usually falling in the hands of your best helpers, your apprentices on your team. So just to wrap that up, you have you, the owner, you have a master plumber possibly on staff. You might have a master plumber that's just a piece of paper that's registering your business with the state. And that person's going to, that person, by the way, will come with maybe like a 5 to 10 hour a week commitment, you know, speaking to your team, coaching them on best practices, purchasing permits, et cetera, things that like that, that need to happen. But so that's not quite absentee, but after that, you have your best representative, which is your dispatcher or commonly known as a dispatcher. You have your best technicians. We'll let you figure out how many you want to hire, and then you have your best helpers there as well. And that's what comprises of your team to get started with your operation.
Awesome. Which is going to also help people by not starting with just, you know, one truck, one person, that ramp up is going to help them. They're going to be able to grow quicker with that. Right. So I love that. On that apprentice thing, where you talk about that position, kind of that best helper, is that apprentice, is there a pathway for them to get X amount of hours with you to then become perhaps a master plumber? Is that possible for them at all?
Oh, it's possible, but it's unpredictable is probably the better way of putting it. Every state has different guidelines behind what constitutes the requirements of a license holder. There are certain states that don't even have a governing agency for this. So, you know, if you're in Missouri, the laws are very different than if they were in New York. You know, to our New York candidates, you have to be a majority 51% owner of the master plumber on the company, which is very different than basically everywhere else in the country. But, you know, to state it simply, if you own a 1-800 Plumber and Air, it's a 10-year franchise commitment. So if you get started early with trying to obtain your own license by registering yourself early on, you'll accumulate enough time in most cases to take that test or, you know, to eventually get your, you know, a different type of license stature, whether it's your journeyman license or eventually your master's.
Right. Awesome. But it always, like, I think it's one of the things people, when they look at an industry like this, where there's skilled kind of tradespeople and licenses, it's like, well, what happens if I'm using this person for a license, what happens if they quit? And I always kind of chuckle because it's like, you're not the first person to ask that question of a franchise, right? Like how many times a day does somebody ask you that as you go through? That's part of the franchise model, is that they've got everything figured out and we've got plan A, but we've also got plan B, C, D, and, you know,
that's correct.
On down the road for that. Talk about with that kind of support in mind, maybe a couple of the things that you guys have as a franchisor in place to help your owners succeed.
I can't speak for every franchise, but when it comes to franchising in general, it's often looked at like we have the solutions, but solutions is the key phrase there. We have plan A, And when plan A doesn't work, or if it's not working, we can go to plan B and C. And that's experience. That's what you're really investing in a franchise for, because you're not in this alone. And when one thing doesn't work, we know how to pivot and go in another direction. So what are some of the things that we have 1-800 Plumbing? Well, we have a lot of foundational pieces that owners absolutely love. First and foremost, it's our technology. I'm a technology person. When I first came into this company as a GM, I really responded very well to, wow, this tech stack that we have is really designed for maximum productivity, to be able to manage this business from just about anywhere in the country. You can answer calls from anywhere. You can see what your technicians are doing in real time. You can see how far they're traveling in real time, like that little vehicle on the map that moves. You can follow them along. I resonate very much with the technology here, because I feel like it's a, you don't need to be a plumber to learn the technology. You could be almost anybody and learn that. And more effort that you put into learning the software, the easier managing this business is actually going to come. But then we have our learning environment, and most franchises create their own like learning management system. We partnered with One Huddle, and we could not be more happier with the results of what we're seeing on the One Huddle training platform. I mean, we literally took our training platform and turned it into games to play for your technician, all the way down to your technician level in every operation, to compete with other technicians, to compete against high score and efficiency, and, you know, to be awarded those accolades. That's what's really making a big dent in our training system. How to train you. You know, we could teach people how to watch a video on answering calls and executing on how to book a call. Right. But when you really take that to a competitive nature in a gamification platform, it's really made a big difference for us. We're really happy with what's going on there in that support, with that support team, pretty much running the show on the One Huddle platform. And then, you know, we just like many other franchises, we have our knowledge base. You know, when you need something, we have a very easy way of getting it. You're not sitting around waiting for someone to respond to an email or answer a phone call, or even, you know, you fill out a form and you get somebody to answer a ticket. We don't really have that kind of system here. All of the resources are provided to you in a very open space, where everything that you need to do as from a franchisor and franchisee relationship is done inside that environment. That's where you're going to see One Huddle. That's where you're going to see our knowledge base. It all lives in that one easy to understand environment. And I think that's basically where we thrive. I mean, there's a lot more to it that we provide to our owners, but it all lives in this environment.
Awesome. Yeah. I find it in almost every franchise, when people get into some of those things, like, you're just blown away by how many things there are to help you succeed, right? Because again, the whole goal is finding happy franchise owners, right? So that's awesome. Peter, I've got one more question I want to fire at you, and I greatly appreciate all of your time. Is there anything else you would want us to know about 1-800 Plumber Plus Air that we haven't talked about yet?
That's a great question. You know, it's I could probably talk about a lot more things. I mean, like you said earlier, we get paid to talk. So, I mean, this is right. Literally what I do every day. But, you know, there's one thing that if there was one thing that you had to know about 1-800 Plumber and Air, it's that we really, truly are a people first organization. And what I mean by that, and this is something that resonated with me from the very beginning. On my second interview, when I got hired as a GM, I was on a Zoom call with the CEO, Mark Collins. They didn't need to do that. He didn't need to be there. He showed the time and dedication to me as a GM of just one of his many franchise locations, and said, you know, you're not a plumber. That's okay. We're going to teach you everything that we need to know, and we're going to make sure that you get it. And I'm going to be here. Here's my cell number, and anything that you need, you can reach out to me and let me know. And that kind of rang true for me just at the start of what it meant to be a people first organization. But diving deeper into that, you know, we're making decisions in almost every market that we're in daily, multiple times per day, that are putting people's needs first, not putting the sale first. Now, we're not silly. We're not naive. We know that sales pay the bills. We know that. But if you're making those decisions from a let's make the customer happy perspective, like you said earlier, this is a needs franchise. If you need me, it's probably because it's an emergency or something bad is happening to your home that we right. need to get it fixed. And we're not gonna act like typical companies in this space do. What we're looking to make a big impact in is doing what we'll say we're going to do, never selling somebody something that they do not need, and always showing up when you're told that you're going to show up. I mean, it's these foundational pieces right. to this industry. This is what gives this industry a kind of like a mucky name, because, you know, my plumber is going to be here between what, 11 and 1. That's a large gap. Why am I hearing from you at 1:30 saying that you'll be there in a half an hour? I mean, those are just some of the foundational pieces where when you live inside our model, this is how we are making an impact in the local community. Many people love our name. Many people love our branding. You know, the 1-800 notoriety is a really big piece to this puzzle. But for me, it's number one on the list of reasons why people should join us is because we are making true impacts in how people are looking at plumbing and HVAC across the country and doing it with a very recognizable and trustworthy name.
And again, when you do the right thing, good things are going to happen. And I think in this industry and a lot of home service, the bar is so stinking low that if you just don't suck, you're going to be average, let alone coming in like you guys are, focus on the people, focus on doing the right thing. You're just going to blow everyone's expectations out of the water. And it's why your owners are building big, big businesses. So super cool, man. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure, Tim. Thank you so much for having me. This was great.
We appreciate it. And as always, for all of our loyal podcast listeners, we hope the Franchising 101 series helps provide insight into the amazing possibilities within franchising. Please reach out to us if you're interested about becoming a franchise owner, whether it is with 1-800-PLUMBING+AIR or any of the other 600 plus brands. Find us online, francoach.net, franchising101podcast.net. There's never any fee for our service. Reach out today, set up that first call, and help create your better tomorrow. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and we will catch up with you next week.
Thanks for listening to Francoach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.